This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can control the content of the site. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep, as we call it, over at freetalklive.com. So that could be anything. It could be a YouTube video that you think's interesting. It could be a news item. It could be some kind of a blog post. Whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you submit it as show prep, and then it will be voted upon. And the way you can vote on things is by clicking the little plus or minus buttons on each of the items. But you'll see the items on the front page. Those have already made it out of the upcoming stories queue. It's important that if you want to participate at freetalklive.com, it's the most important thing you can do is to go to the upcoming stories page. And you'll see the link right there on the front page. But you click upcoming stories and then vote on those upcoming stories. And the more votes they get, the more likely they'll be promoted, as it's called, to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see them and other listeners are also more likely to see them. You can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Here in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
And by the way, Brad is running himself a sheriff's campaign. We'll tell you more about that. And that's why you're all dressed up tonight.
I got dressed up for you, Ian.
Look, really?
Yeah.
Aw, that's so nice. I don't believe him. He's a politician. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's a lot to talk about tonight, but we actually have a special guest to start things out with this evening. But coming up, magnets have apparently been banned. We'll explain that to you. But first, we've got Jim Babka on the line from DownsizedDC.org. Jim, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey. So what's going on in the downsized D.C. world?
I heard you guys had some huge victories.
Yeah, we have. We're very excited that Rand Paul has introduced the Read the Bills Act, the One Subject at a Time Act, and the Write the Laws Act. The One Subject at a Time Act, this is introduced in the House. By the way, I'm getting a lot of feedback in my ear, and it's really throwing me.
Yikes, I don't know why.
Well, tell you what, Jim, why don't you just hang up, call back on another line here, and that'll probably clear that up. And, you know, we'll talk to people about these victories you've had in the meantime.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, so, Mark, you were really excited about what was going on with Downsize DC. We've had Jim Babka on for years on this program. He's probably the most prolific guest that we've had on the show over all the years that we've been doing Free Talk Live, although we are going to have Gene Ray on the show very soon. We have had Gene Ray on a couple times in the past. He's coming on Saturday night, so it's actually kind of a guest-heavy week. Normally, we don't have guests on Free Talk
Gene
Live.
Gene Ray's all for fun and everything, but Jim Babka's...
Gene Ray is the wisest human. I don't know what you're talking about, for fun.
So Jim Babka's been trying for some time to get these really great laws through, laws that say that our politicians need to read the laws out loud and know what they say before they pass them. Laws that say there can only be one subject at a time in a law.
They need to either sit there or sign a sworn affidavit that they did read it.
Read it. That's right.
Well, right. And these are laws that when you ask people about them, just the average person, whether they're a Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever, these are laws that people can get behind. Because who doesn't agree with the idea of, hey, those politicians should read the stuff they're voting on?
The politicians are the ones who don't agree with that.
Well,
the politicians are the ones who vote on that. So,
which is why it's a surprise that it's moved forward. So I guess Rand Paul deserves some credit for this. And he definitely does a lot of things I don't agree with. But Jim, is the connection any better?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay, great.
So we're just thrilled because the Read the Bills Act, we thought this would be the most difficult to pass, and it's the one we've been working on the longest. This is the very first time it's been introduced. Same with the Write the Laws Act. And we also were able to update that not only is the One Subject at a Time Act been introduced by Rand Paul in the Senate, but we're up to 8 co-sponsors in the House on that. So, you know, we feel like we're making some progress on this, although, you know, I think the politicians are going to be reluctant to do the right thing here. And so, you know, we're going to be doing some new things with these bills as time goes by. But for now, we're celebrating the good news of this progress.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big victory. Let's be clear here that, you know, Ron Paul was not willing to back the Read the Bills Act up to this point. So Rand really stepped up. And, I mean, this is a big thing for a junior senator to be doing. I mean, if they decide that they hate this guy, his career could be over.
Jim, I have to wonder, what are the arguments that are put forward by the politicians who oppose the Read the Bills Act? I mean, is anyone, like, on record speaking out completely against it?
Definitely. In fact, people get letters back from their members of Congress saying that they think that this is a stalling tactic, that it will jam up the works, that they won't be able to pass all the bills that they have to pass. And they're right. That's the intention. We're downsized D.C. We want them to pass fewer laws. We want the laws to be shorter, and we want the American people to be able to read them rather than have them snuck through at the last minute. The clause that they object to the most in the Read the Bills Act, the one that they say is the poison pill, is the one that we believe is the most potent and powerful, and surprisingly, and that's that they have to sit a quorum, 50% plus one of the members, and listen to a literal word-for-word in-order reading of the entire bill.
So that way they just can't BS you and say, oh, yeah, I read it.
Well, even more important than that, we're trying to change the incentive process here. We want them to have to sit and listen to the bills. When the bills start to get really long because they're doing all that horse trading with each other, and they're putting one guy's pork in and another guy's pork in, and the bill's getting longer and longer, they have to sit through and listen to the reading of it. We want to put an incentive in there for those kind of things not to happen. We want the bills to be shorter. The mind will procure what the hiney will endure. So they're going to have an incentive to make these bills clearer, shorter, more direct, covering fewer topics of our lives, and that is the most important clause, and to them it's the one that makes it a poison pill.
So Rand has introduced these bills. Does it have co-sponsors yet?
No, and you know, this is a very important thing. He's done this very minimal thing, which is he has sponsored it. But you know, we're kind of still on our own to a large degree as to what's happening. I have to be honest here. The response in Congressman Marino's office was much more enthusiastic when he did finally sign on to the One Subject at a Time Act. He really reached out to his colleagues, and we got co-sponsors, including Ron Paul, because of Tom Marino. He did the work to make that happen, and we helped it. We did everything we could to be supportive and assist. We had our people always coming and saying thank you to those that were joining. We put press releases out and did all of that stuff. You know, what we're going to do now is we're going to meet with Rand. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to meet with his staff in August, right near the middle of the month. And we are sitting down and we're going to discuss a reintroduction plan for the upcoming Congress. So he's already committed to doing something in the next Congress, provided we can work out a couple of things that he wants, concerns he has about how we wrote these bills this time around. And hopefully, you know, we're taking our attorney. Hopefully that will go smoothly. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually excited about it, and I hope it also means we'll have an opportunity to talk about what we can do to publicize these bills some more.
What is it that our listeners here can do, if anything, to assist you with this process?
Well, the most important thing is to go to downsizeddc.org, use the tool that we've made available. You just put in your basic contact information. The system tells you who your representative and two senators are and allows you to send a personalized message. All three of these campaigns are set up under our Downsize DC Agenda tab. Two of them are located right in the top left-hand corner of our homepage. It's the Read the Bills Act, the Write the Laws Act, and the One Subject at a Time Act. One subject means they can only cover one topic in a bill. It's got to be described in the title. Write the Laws means that bureaucrats can't be writing regulations that bind American citizens. That's the job and duty of a Congress, which, of course, they'd have to read those bills, too. And so, you know, what we're trying to do here is get those bills moving forward, and we've tried to make that as simple as possible. It's an easy, free tool. Each of you I know have used it. It's at downsizeddc.org.
Now, Jim, don't like 45 of the 50 states have this one subject at a time kind of rule where you can only have, because, I mean, this is how we got the Patriot Act, right? Like at midnight or something, the Congress passed a budget and the Patriot Act was slipped in there.
They just happened to
have
a 70-something
page thing. We've gotten a ton of things over the years. I know you guys followed, like, Real ID Act. That was stuffed in with tsunami relief and a troop appropriation bill.
Yeah.
We've had the Lautenberg gun ban was put in the transportation bill. Yes, 45 state constitutions. It's not just a law. It's in the constitutions of 45 of our states.
More here with Jim Babka. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right, Jim's with us here. If you've got a question for him, he is the man behind DownsizeDC.org, one of them, but the founder of it. DownsizeDC.org is where you can go to get signed up for their dispatch, and we'll continue with Jim Babka in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson and is a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs, plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can get in now if you've got a question for Jim Babka. Normally we don't have guests on the show, but there are certain people that, we give that opportunity too. And Jim is one of them. We've had him on over the years. Downsize DC has been around for quite a while. Actually got a start shortly after the Harry Brown campaign. And Jim Babka, that's how you and I met. was you were doing media relations for Harry Brown, who was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate back in the year 2000 and actually also in 1996. And we kind of hooked up during that that campaign. And it was after that that you went off and created a different organization that ended up kind of spinning into downsizedc.org. And it's, you know, it's been great following all the effort that you've been putting in to this over the years. I don't know if DC has been downsized yet, but darn it, you're still out there giving it your best. And I appreciate
it. You know, and it's interesting, you talk about spinning out. We're going to be coming back to talk to you soon about spinning out some more, because we're already beginning to preview some new tactics we're going to be taking that are much more of a voluntarist bent, much more directed at the people instead of the powerful. And so I'm kind of excited about some of the new things we got coming up.
But yeah, you've been getting all radicalized on me, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, we are. And you know, I'm following in your footsteps a little bit, I guess. And you're one of the people that I admire in this. You know, I had you and Peter on back earlier this year when I was guest hosting a radio show to talk about, you know, some of your philosophy. And you know, frankly, we've just come to the conclusion, even on these bills, to be perfectly honest with you, it was almost anticlimactic in a way for us that this happened. I mean, we're supposed to be thrilled and excited, but I recognize that there's still 99 other senators, and they're not eager to come sign up for this thing. And it's very, very hard. We've raised the bar to an exceedingly high level. And at the end of the day, it always comes down to two things. It comes down to the people, and it comes down more specifically, secondly, to their consent. All governments rest on the consent of the governed, and this government doesn't really deserve the consent it gets.
No doubt.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's exciting that that you've managed to get these bills introduced. I mean, it's been a long time in coming, and I'm, you know, I'm excited that it's, you know, they even get heard, that people get a chance to talk about it. I mean, I sincerely hope they get a little bit of news. The ideas that Congress should, you know, read their bills and only put one in at a time, and they should write their own bills.
It's a no-brainer.
Those seem easy. Now, I agree with you that there's probably going to be a challenge. This is a situation where we're asking bullies to regulate themselves.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe sometimes you can get good kind of legislation through. I mean, they're apparently they'll pass stuff that says that you know, they can't use their connections to invest in the stock market. Who would have thought they would have passed that either?
Color me skeptic, but when the U.S. Congress has something like a single-digit approval rating and high 80s or low 90s re-election rate, what incentive does anyone have to vote in favor of this other than people who are principled or, you know, that realize what D.C. and what Congress does? I mean, it just seems like shooting the moon.
You know, that's a very good point. You know, when we first started this, and I've changed my mind about what I'm about to tell you. That's why I'm saying it. When we first started this, we thought we were putting transpartisan proposals. These were popular, common sense type of ideas that it would be very, very hard for the politicians to resist. Once they heard it, they would love it. And we thought similarly the American people would rally to these things. But, you know, we found along the way that the American people didn't believe it was possible. They're very, very cynical, and rightly so, about the attitudes and behaviors of Congress. And Congress didn't see the opportunity in this that we thought that they would see. And, you know, we weren't trying to appeal to their better angels. We were trying to appeal to a populist instinct, and we were hoping that we'd be able to get big enough to run a few of them over in the process, kind of compel them to do it. That hasn't happened. And so, you know, that's caused us to do some serious introspection and really take a look at the system and the way it's working and the way it's responded to us and try to learn lessons from that and come to the conclusion that we really have to change the hearts and the minds of the American people, and that arguments that are based on, you know, pragmatism and even so-called common sense and the Constitution, a lot of these things just flat out don't work. They're not compelling. You're asking people to give up, you know, something that they're enjoying. Politicians, in this case, are immensely enjoying the power that they have. Mm. And so what we have to do is we have to find ways to convict people, reach them at their heart, begin to get them to understand that the actual nature of the crime that is going on around them, and make it so that people begin to get uncomfortable and get to a point where one day we all say, you know what, it's time to step off, kind of make a grand bargain that it's time to bring this to an end. So, you know, we're going to be talking about that as time goes by and how that works and putting it together. And even these bills are going to begin to figure into how we're going to do that.
It's exciting. I'm glad to, you know, to see Downsize DC is evolving over time and responding to feedback of the people that you've been interacting with over the years. And, of course, you still have the Downsize DC dispatch that people can get hooked up with over at downsizedc.org. They just click free newsletter up at the top left, right?
Right. Or if they send a message to Congress, we'll put them on the list that way, too. And, you know, even tomorrow we're going to be explaining some more about how in the direction that we're going and why we're going that direction with some of the specific, get more and more specific about what this is going to look like. So if people want to stay tuned to this, the best way to do it is to be on our Downsider Dispatch subscriber list.
You know, I think David in Keene, New Hampshire, our little Keene, has a question for you. David, you're on with Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org.
Hi. I was just going to ask, haven't there always been bill readers ever since the beginning, sort of?
No, typically. No, well, it did start out that way, but typically what happens now is reading means that they read the subject line of the bill. They read maybe the opening paragraph. There's a dense paragraph at the beginning of the bill that's actually considered its title. They read that aloud, and then they call that the reading. In the Senate, senators have a stalling tactic where they can call for a full reading of the bill, but it's considered bad form. It's considered rude to do it, and they almost automatically waive second and third readings of the bill, even though they're required in their rules.
Senator Paul's required the reading.
Don't they have people who read the bills, professional like lawyers or whatever, that read the bills and capitalize and make it a concise thing, and they give it to the Congress, to the representative person?
Okay, well, if you're suggesting that those people are on their staff, the answer is basically no. Most of the time what happens is that the experts that are coming in and telling them what's in the bills are the lobbyists who are interested in seeing those bills passed, even the lobbyists who helped write those bills. The staff is pretty overwhelmed. They do try to keep up with a lot of what's going on. But in many cases, like the health care bill, you know, these bills are delivered literally hours before the vote. In some cases, the Patriot Act, it was less than 2 hours before the vote.
Wow.
So there's just literally no way that they could have possibly read all of these things. If a 300-page bill is not a novel, it is a whole stack of books, because you have to have a copy of the federal code and register next to you, and you have to keep referencing it for literally every line of it that you're reading. So it's there's the idea that anybody knows what's in there. Jack, one last thing on this. Jack Abramoff blew the lid off this thing and explained the tactics that he used to get things passed. And if the Read the Bills Act and the One Subject at a Time Act had been in, all of his tactics would have been shut down.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And Jim, always great having you on Free Talk Live, and I appreciate the update here tonight. Folks can, of course, follow along over at downsizedc.org, clicking on the free newsletter option on the top left. Keep up the great work, will you?
Thanks, guys.
Hope to see you back here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later as well.
Okay.
All right, man. Look forward to it. See you soon. Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. We'll continue here in moments with you and your thoughts. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. And coming up, magnet ban. Yeah, I'm not joshing you. They really are banning magnets. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over 7%. $700, plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service. And BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. We've got a lot of features on our site. They include the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience those features and do it for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, we give it away. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
You know, I've been really excited about Bitcoins, and the reason is I'm excited about Bitcoins is because I think that the root of the government's power, or at least one of the big, thick trunks of the government's power, is its ability to print and control money. When that power is taken away from the government, it will at the very least have to act more responsibly. It may not be a solution to every problem that the government causes, but it's a solution to a lot of them. If the government has to act in a responsible fashion, well, we're all better served. And I think that Bitcoins are a big step towards this occurring. I think that Bitcoins are not only going to change the internet, but they're going to change the world. That they're going to be, that they're the most useful currency that's available right now, and that people will pick that up and realize that at some point. You can see a video about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. Find out more about them. There's all kinds of links there. You can go get your own Bitcoin wallet that you can download and be using it in just minutes. And if you want to get Bitcoins, you got to go to bitinstant.com. That's where you can find out more than 700,000 locations worldwide that you can deposit money and have Bitcoins in your BitInstant wallet before you probably get home after depositing it. It's bitinstant.com.
Our number again, 855-450-FREE, and we will continue here with you and your thoughts. Shadow is with us listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Hello there. Yeah,
what's on your mind?
Since you don't have your guest, I'll just change the subject. I'll just go with human dignity, and this is something, a point I want to make. Back one time when I went up to High Point, North Carolina, that's a nice place there, I got a job with the city, all right? Now, I didn't even have to fill out the application. The guy there, he filled it out. Just name, rank, serial number, address, and, you know, phone number. And I says, don't you want to know anything else? He says, no. He says, we know everybody has a past. He says, I do, too, and we believe it should stay there. And he says, that's what the Bible says, too. Well, I'll tell you what. It was a sanitation, you know, department in the city of High Point. I'll tell you what, right now, with that, well, we weren't called sanitation engineers back then. So,
right.
But anyway, I'll tell you what, it was amongst the best crews I've ever worked with in my life. The bosses were great. None of this playing hail to the chief every time the boss showed up or anything else like that. And, you know, and I felt dignified, too. This is the point I want to make. Nobody should ever feel undignified, no matter what job you're doing, because you take work in a sanitation department right there. Your history proves that no city or town can really last, you know, without the sanitation department. Just ask them folks in New York City when the garbage people, you know, they went on strike.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee
just piles up.
That went through the air was not Chanel number five.
You don't realize how important people who deal with waste are, you know, how important they are until they decide not to come to work.
Yeah, it's a noble profession, no doubt.
Well, I'm grateful that here in Keene, New Hampshire, we actually have competing companies that are out there that are willing to pick up your refuse, whereas in most areas of the country, you've got one choice. There is no choice. You're forced to use the government option. And around here, it was a shock to me when I first moved here. You're like, what? I get to pick? I get to actually call around and ask what different services are available and what the prices are and compare one company to another? It was so cool. But yeah, it's certainly important. And it is important to love what you do and to feel respected about it.
Yeah, we even went in one neighborhood. This lady used to service lunch on her best silver. I mean, she treated us like royalty, and we're just guys working on a trash truck right now.
Wow.
That was absolutely amazing. And you know, just, hey, look, it can be job security if you want, because it sure ain't going to outsource that to China.
Thanks for the call tonight, Shadow. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what's one of the, I guess, lowest so-called jobs that you guys have ever done?
The hardest job I've ever done, I was 16, and I pushed carts at Sam's Club in Seabrook, New Hampshire, in the summertime, inside. And, it was really hard work. And I guess someone could say, well, that's really not an important job. But what about the people going inside who want to have a cart to purchase their things? I mean, all these things come together somehow.
Mark? I've washed dishes, and you know, that's a pretty rough position back there. Stuff on the Hobart, it's steamy, it's gross. You're knocking the trash off the uneaten food off of the plate on this rubber ring that drops it down into a bucket. You're standing right over a bucket full of rotting food.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really very pleasant. And every once in a while, something will fall in there. You got to fish it out. You know, it kind of stinks.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Your experiences as well. 855-450-FREE. I was washing dishes in jail, so I can relate to that one.
I could just see you standing there whistling to yourself.
Oh, it was a decent amount of fun. I enjoyed my time in the jail kitchen. But yeah, it's important to like what you do and be respected as well while you're doing it. Otherwise, why would you want to be there?
Definitely.
If people aren't respecting you for it. And these are jobs that are critical. I mean, if somebody doesn't wash the dishes, then you got a problem on your hands.
You're just throwing dishes away.
Yeah. Yep.
So 855-453 is the toll-free number. Magnets have been banned. We'll tell you about it here in a moment. But I mentioned last night that we wanted to give you an update on a friend of mine, Ademo, and you guys as well, from copblock.org, who is currently sitting in a jail cell. The reason why he's in a jail cell right now is because he was chalking in public outside the Manchester Police Department, actually on the wall at one point of the Manchester Police Department. And they put him in jail for 2 months for that. But he's also awaiting trial on wiretapping charges for recording a conversation, a few conversations he had with some government bureaucrats. One of them was a school secretary, a school principal as well, and I think a police officer. And he informed these people when he was recording them that he was recording them for the purposes of writing up a news article about what they had to say. And he presumed that would have been good enough to notice them. They were, you know, on the record. But I guess that the state doesn't agree. They filed three felony wiretapping charges against him, and he's now facing 21 years in prison, seven years each.
Brad, you're a former police officer. This is serious. The guy's in jail right now because they just screwed him, and it has nothing to do with this particular case. So he's preparing for three felony trials while in jail, and it looks like he did was call up some bureaucrats, record them, tell them that, you know, that he was doing basically a reporter. And is any jury going to convict him for this?
Well, a jury might convict him for it, but that, I mean, from where I look at this, it's not about the actual trial, it's about the appeal. And this particular case seems like a really weak one. I mean, it's pretty obvious that Adamo has ruffled some feathers. And
yeah, clearly,
and it's unfortunately coming back to him now. But
it turns out the principal of the school, one of the people he talked to on the phone, apparently is a former attorney with the prosecutor's office.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The judge,
all connected.
The judge who sentenced him, though, I went to court for Garrett, our friend Garrett Ian, and I was there for his trial when he was video recording. And the judge that sentenced Adamo, when I saw this judge in action, Judge Lyons, I mean, he was extremely fair. He was, he took lots of time to explain things. He ignored people wearing hats. He just didn't start a fight over things that, you know, you ignore them, they'll go away. So, I mean, I wasn't there for Adamo's thing, but the things that I've read, it certainly looks like Adamo has upset them. I mean,
yeah, they're definitely out to get him. And so I wanted to update folks on what was going on with his case. We went yesterday to Manchester. A big group of folks actually came from Keene, New Hampshire, and drove an hour and a half out to Manchester to attend Adamo's, what they call a pretrial hearing, or final pretrial. And this is the last opportunity that one has before trial to file, say, a motion of some sort. And that was the intention of going there. Unfortunately, we were foiled. And I'll explain what happened here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It was ridiculous, the behavior of these government court bureaucrats. 1-855-450-3733. These guys are out of control, on a power trip. And we'll tell you more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, and there are a variety of different things you can do to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. One of them is to download some web graphics and banners and put them up on your website, link to freetalklive.com. Another one is that you can get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there. It's basically you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to our address, and we will send it back to you with a Free Talk Live bumper sticker enclosed. And there are a few other things there as well, including some flyers you can print out and distribute or put up places. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Get together with other people that love freedom and who are willing to do something about it. Whether it's engaging in civil disobedience or running a political campaign, as Brad is doing here, he's running for sheriff up in the northernmost portion of New Hampshire, in Coos County, as it is called. And your campaign, Brad, has kicked off recently. You've got a campaign website. It is bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com. I went there the other night and gave you a contribution to your chip-in.
You did. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
I would recommend other people who have been listening to the show for a while and know are familiar with Brad should also do that. $5, $10, $20, whatever.
Campaigning's expensive, and I don't like to think of myself as a politician. I like to think of myself as a person who just wants to defend people's rights.
Right. There's nobody else running for sheriff that's quite like you. Former cop, over 11 years experience, formerly in law enforcement against prohibition. You are somebody who really is concerned with the things that a sheriff should be concerned with. That is, you know, going after real bad guys and not victimless criminals.
Yeah, well, the sheriff's departments are, at least in New Hampshire, they sort of serve as a check on the executive and judicial power. And, you know, I think a lot of liberty can be gained by simply requiring that the government or government agents follow the Constitution and follow the law. And just because someone gets elected sheriff, they can't change everything, but they can certainly make a big impact in individual lives. And the loyalty of the office of sheriff should be always to the people and not to the bureaucracy or anything like that.
Now, you are a New Hampshire native. You're not a Free State Project participant like Mark and myself. We moved up here from Florida, and there are over 1,000 people in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. These are people who have pledged, in most cases, to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And activity means anything. Like I said, you know, disobedience, politics.
We're all
theater.
Actually all three running campaigns right now.
Creating media.
Oh, yeah, you're running for state rep.
Right. I am running for
Ian's
state
running for state rep under the libertarian banner. I haven't got elected, but I'm the only person on the ballot for a position in Republican state delegate position.
Well, it's that easy to get on and, you know, get elected here because there's just so, you know, in some cases, so few participants. I mean, you literally are going to walk right into office
in some cases.
Well, I mean, where I'm coming from, as I meet constituents, I try to explain that, look, although you may disagree with me on certain things about government policies, things that I think the government should do, I don't think anyone could disagree with me that, you know, I would challenge all 10 present sitting sheriffs to a debate at the same time about knowledge of the Constitution, the law, anything like that. They would never debate me. All I'm saying is that I believe I can defend people's liberty by simply watching out for everyone regarding state power.
Now, you didn't you weren't born and raised in the county in which you're running for sheriff, Coos County. Have you gotten any pushback on that? Like, you're from around here, son?
No. The Coos County, I think, is like the secret of New Hampshire. It's like the most beautiful. I mean, it's where Pork Fest is, and anyone who's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival knows it's just gorgeous up there. And people up in Coos County, I've got a good story. I was at the laundromat the other day, and a guy came up to me, and I have a golden porcupine sticker on the back of my car, and he said, "Are you a Free Stater?" And I said, "Well, no. I've lived here my whole life, but I'm married to one, and I have a lot of friends that are, so I pretty much just call myself a Free Stater." I mean, in a state with the motto, "Live free or die," why wouldn't everybody want to be a Free Stater? I don't understand. But he looked at me and he said, "Good, we need more of them here to offset the people moving here from Massachusetts." And got in his truck.
Is this
in
a county of 22,000 people or something?
It's over 30,000.
30,000 people 30. In Coos County?
Yeah.
And all them people moving from Massachusetts.
Well, it's I mean, people just want to be left alone.
Yep.
And that's the way it should be.
That's the New Hampshire way. Or at least that's in theory how it should be. But yeah. Should be. But those folks from Massachusetts, a lot of them, you know, they're not all bad. It's not fair to put them all into that one category. A lot of people have tried to escape the tyranny of Massachusetts.
Right.
So there is that. So again, freestateproject.org. Go there, learn more. So we were talking about Ademo, who is also a Free State Project participant, and he is sitting in jail waiting trial for multiple felony charges. Tried to go to the courthouse yesterday to see him, because it's nice to be able to see your friend from outside, you know, when he's not behind one of those glass windows at a prison or in a jail. And so the idea was, let's bring as many people out as possible, because it's the middle of the day, so a lot of people are working, so it's hard to get people to, you know, a whole bunch of people to come out to court. But we had probably at least a dozen folks that had come out just from the Keene area, and there was a handful of people from Manchester that had shown up as well. And we were going to go and just, you know, sit in the courtroom, record it, and say hi, wave to him and say hi to him when he came in, and, you know, try to be there to support our friend. And we walked into the courthouse plenty early, walked into the courthouse, and the security thugs at the front gate. And I call them thugs because many of them are very rude at this particular courthouse. But this is the so-called Superior Court in Manchester. And they said, oh, because they recognized Ademo's girlfriend, Kate. And they said, oh, it's been postponed till Friday at 9 a.m. And our response was basically like, well, thanks for the information. We'd like to come in anyway and talk to the clerk's office and get that, you know, information officially from somebody that's actually, you know, a clerk of the court, just in case, you know,
yeah,
they got it wrong.
You drove an
lying.
Hour.
Yeah, we drove an hour and a half to get there, just in case those men were lying to us or had gotten misinformation or whatever. Let's just go in and we'll go through security anyway. Thanks for the info. And they basically said, nope, you can't come in here. Only she can come in. And I said,
to a public courthouse?
Right. And I said, well, this is a public courthouse, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to do some business in the court clerk's office. And this one guy in particular was being very rude throughout this whole process, basically threatening me, because I was kind of the main character, right? Like, it was Kate walked in, and I walked in, and he was basically talking to me. And everybody else was kind of standing behind watching as this was going on. And I wasn't going to have this. You know, I'm not going to...
It's ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And in America, you can't come in a courthouse.
Right. I told him that I'm going to go into that clerk's office, and too bad if he doesn't like it, essentially. And I'm paraphrasing here. I wish I had been recording this entire thing. I didn't start my recording until later. So next time, tomorrow morning when I go in, I will be recording the entire process, which might end up getting me arrested. But this guy threatened me. He said that he was going to call the police, and he would have me taken to jail. And and I said, well, I'm going to go in and do some business in the court clerk's office. He says, well, then I'm going to go with you. And I said, you can do whatever you want. And so he accompanies me into this clerk's office. He took issue with my tone with him, which, of course, my tone was asserting my rights kind of tone.
Sure, he told you couldn't come in the courthouse.
Right. He told me at one point to shut up. And was just as rude as he could possibly be. And all I wanted to do was just go into the clerk's office and talk to the clerk and ask him, you know, what was going on with my friend. So guess the reason why they had to delay his appearance.
They sent it to the wrong address.
No. Mark, did I already tell you?
You did.
Okay. So the reason why, you're going to love this. This is from the clerk. We didn't know he was in jail.
Didn't they put him there? Oh, wait, no.
They put him there.
The district court put him there.
Good point. I forgot that. I told them they put him there, so you're right. I guess they didn't put him there. But they have sent him mail. That courthouse has sent him mail at the jail address, and they're not stupid. They know what the address is of the jail. They send mail to people there all the time. So it's BS, total BS from top to bottom. I know the reason why it was delayed. It's because they want to F with us. They know that people, they know he's from Keene. They know that people are going to come out from Keene to support him. They know it's an hour and a half drive. People are going to blow, you know, $25 on a half a tank of gas or whatever, yep. A quarter tank of gas to come out there. And they wanted to waste our day because they're getting paid. They're going to get paid whether or not he shows up.
They were going to show up no matter what to work today. And it's just another opportunity for the public servants to stick it right
That's
to
right.
the people that pay their paychecks.
That's what was going
these
on.
These are people that claim to be serving you, and you know they don't.
It was an outrage. 855-450-FREE. So we went to the jail and talked all over the place outside across the street from the jail. It was great. We ended up actually getting him moved to a different cell. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.